Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jason Motes, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for State Representative District 84. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 36 years old. I was born and raised in Monticello, Iowa. Grew up, you know, learning the values of being a hard worker. You know, my grandparents, we had a family farm. You know, we raised cattle, hogs, you know, did a little crop farming. So baling hay and stuff in the summertime, you know. And then as far as living in town, cutting wood to get our home every winter. So, you know, I was brought up being a hard worker. And, of course, I started with the state of Iowa back in 2007. I'm a correction officer. I started working at Iowa Medical and Classification Center. We all know that that's where all inmates go before they're classified to go out to other institutions. They also hold a lot of mentally ill people there. So, you know, that's one of my big advocates is the mentally ill and providing getting help for them, because prison is not a place for someone that is struggling with mental illness, obviously. Last September, I transferred down to Mount Pleasant Correctional Facility as an officer. And then just recently, I was hired on as a correctional trades leader at Mount Pleasant, where I'll be teaching inmates the trades of construction work, doing maintenance on our buildings and on the grounds. So that way, when they are released in society, they have a little bit of knowledge to be able to get a job. So I'm an active union member. I was president up at IMCC for approximately 2 years. So, you know, listening to the people and taking that message, you know, to the table, that's what I like to do. And that's why I'm running for the House, because I feel like our constituents need that voice, someone that will listen to them and take that voice to Des Moines and carry that on. Currently, it doesn't seem like we have that voice. It seems like the corporations have that, you know, that say on dictating what's being done in Des Moines. I'm married, my wife Amber, and I've been married since 2008. We have three kids, ages 16 to 9. Family, I'm all about family, you know. So education is a big thing also, along with mental health, is, you know, I believe our kids need the education to carry on in life and be able to run this country when we are gone. If we don't have that, then I'm afraid what our future is going to be like. And I'm okay with people's decision if they want to teach their kids at home. You know, I'm very for that. If that's what they choose, you know, everybody has their right to make those decisions. I believe that our school systems, our public school systems, should also be funded, though, in the same sense, and be funded more than what they are, because, I mean, our lack of funds going to education is low. So,
in closing, what would you like to say to constituents heading to the primary election?
I kind of left out why I'm running, Sam. It'd be a year ago in March, this last March, I attended a legislative forum at the Capitol, and when we showed up, all the Republicans actually left for the day. There was nobody there. They knew we were coming. You know, nobody would be there to, you know, hear our concerns. And that's not the way things should be. You know, these people were elected to listen to us, their constituents. And so that's what made me decide when I left there. I was angry. You know, I felt like I didn't have a voice. I did see lobbyists walking around with their head high, you know, just happy as can be. And that's not the way Iowa should be run. Corporations should not get the say on how representatives and senators vote in the state. It's the taxpayers. It's the people that elect these officials. And I want to bring that back. I want to be, you know, the one that is elected and listen to the people and take their voice to Des Moines and run the state and make it a better state. Because, you know, everybody that works together as a whole will make a better place.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jason Motes, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for State Representative District 84. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.